Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like Eyal to Yahshua. Eyal come along like Eyal to Elohim. Eyal come along like Eyal to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bra. Come along. From Bloom and Flourish,
if you know her from Bloom and Flourish or TikTok, you know her as far as making sure that she tells you a lot about natural medicine and things that you can just walk around and be able to see in everyday life. So we're thankful to be able to have her and talk to her about many different things. We'll see how this goes today. We're just going to have a quick conversation as we always do. And with that being said, let me go ahead and get out the way and introduce to you my wife, Bloom and Flourish. Hey, babe, how you doing? Thanks for being on the show.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. It's such a great honor to be on Closey Speaks. This is such a great platform, and you do such an amazing job at educating and just have such a great message on this show. So I'm very honored to be on. So thank you for that.
All right. And thank you, and I appreciate you working with me because she was gracious enough. I asked if she was okay with moving the show to Tuesdays as well. So, she's the first guest to do so on Tuesdays, and we're excited. Even to those of you, by the way, that are streaming this later on to listen to it, we're thankful for you guys being on as well. So real quick, because there's so many different ways that we can go. We talk about so many different things, so much so that, we don't have to go too deep into things. You know a lot of stuff that people don't even know as far as what my thoughts and things are, but a lot of people don't know about your thoughts and on things. So as far as, I guess tonight is a big night. I didn't even think about it, but tonight is a big night for many, not necessarily for us as much, but a lot of people are talking about the election. I guess the official result is tomorrow, or we should know as of tomorrow morning, or maybe even tonight. I don't know, I'll be asleep when all that happens, but What are some things that you feel about things that are going on, like with the election and things like that?
So as far as the election goes, I feel as though the people don't actually elect the president. It's the Electoral College. So as we've seen over the past couple hundred years, the result of elections and how they've changed things or haven't changed things for the people, especially the black people in this country, as excited about the elections since I realized what they actually are, the voting for the lesser of two evils. So I think people should focus on what they can do locally, how they can sustain themselves and support themselves locally, because on a lot of your platforms, you spoke about how the president hasn't actually ever knocked on anyone's door. I haven't seen the president come out and till a field to plow up some land to prepare for a farm,
right,
to bring any food from farm to table for you. I haven't seen a president knock on your door and say, here's some money that you actually get to keep. Even these stimulus packages are really just advances on tax refunds. So basically, I think people should focus on what they can do for themselves and for their community, and not get as excited or hyped up about elections because they haven't shown to be as great a benefit as people have thought.
Yeah. A lot of truth in that, a lot of things that we can continue to talk about on that, because people are fighting about this and that, but there is something that you mentioned that I want to get into because I know certain people that are on probably want to hear you speak more on this as well. We'll probably bounce around a little bit as well because you have a vast wealth of knowledge, and of course, in a setting that may be long for some, but it's short for us today to be able to tap into a whole bunch of things you have to say. Obviously, we might not be able to do all those things, but I wanted to talk tonight about also too, making it a point to talk about, plant life,
mm-hmm,
herbs.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that you have, people have been asking you about. You've got a business. We'll make sure that we give you time and stuff like that. Talk about those things as well, if you want to kind of be mentally prepared at some point at the end to be able to give us any information that you want as far as where we can follow you or website development or anything. But as far as plant life. And so you mentioned that, you know, that the president never came and knocked on your door, you know, to give you any groceries or anything. You also said that, you know, that the black agenda is something that's not taken care of. Why do you think it's important, as far as the black agenda is concerned, that we even are worried about food and specifically about herbal medicine, plant life, natural medicine, et cetera?
Well, in the black neighborhoods, there is quite a deficit in terms of education on food, on growing food, on identifying wild food. As I scroll through and look at different books and videos and media about gardening or planting food or wild medicinal plants, such as just herb gardens, and wild medicinals, such as like dandelion or yarrow or burdock, these books are written by people who don't look like me, who don't look like they're of European descent.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority. It's very rare. I think I've seen one YouTube channel, and I haven't come across any books written by people who look like us about herbal medicine. And it's extremely important because not only is this something, not only is herbal medicine and healing something that is near and dear to our people, something that benefits us greatly and would allow us as a black people to be more self-sufficient and remove the whole food deserts from our neighborhoods.
Yeah, and that's important, you know, for people who aren't aware. Sometimes people will ask what a food desert is exactly. And, you know, food desert basically is you have in black neighborhoods, you have a surrounding area. In the area, a lot of times in certain black parts of black neighborhoods, you'll see, you know, liquor stores. You'll see corner stores that usually aren't owned by black people. You'll see gasoline stations. Maybe you'll have a grocery store that is kind of sort of not a great grocery store, and that's kind of what you have. And the grocery store is usually further away from most people than it is closest. Usually a lot of people with, especially if they're people who are trapped in the system as far as food stamps, things like that, they will usually go to the corner store for their groceries, which means that you're buying food that's not food, rather than go to certain places like a Sprouts, Whole Foods, Jewel-Osco, Safeway, Giant, et cetera, et cetera. So those are things that we need to that need to take place. And we are big believers that you should make sure that you are trying to grow your food as much as possible. Even when we were in an apartment, my wife was Bloom was making it a point to always, you know, grow food in the house. Had certain things that she was testing out. Learned how to do things as far as sprouting seeds and different things like that. So we're big believers in those things. But as far as some of the things that you were mentioning specifically, because I don't want to make sure I don't miss those things as well. So you were mentioning certain things as far as specific herbs or specific plants, burdock, things like that. Before we even get into that, actually, so you are somebody who's a big proponent of something a lot of people don't think about that often, which is weeds being something that we should have in our lives in our natural diet. And I bring that up simply because most of us are cutting down weeds, and you're always very shocked that everybody, if we go certain places, especially if the place is supposed to be pristine, that weeds and different things are cut down. And I was wondering maybe if you could explain to everybody why that's such a big deal.
Well, most of the time we are surrounded, if we have a lawn or we have a green area available to us, such as our yards or even parks and things like that, that aren't untreated, it's very important to go to places like wild fields and things like that to pick your wild medicinals. But we're usually surrounded by free wild edible plants, things that we could use as salads, things that we could use in our soups to replace the spinach and the different things that we are buying from the grocery store. A lot of wild plants are just as tasty and far more nutrient dense than the things that we find in our supermarket. A lot of the like lettuce that we find in our supermarkets really has not very much nutritional value other than water, especially iceberg lettuce. But there's plenty of wild lettuce that grows everywhere. Like you see it, you know, everywhere. And not only is wild lettuce delicious, it is also highly medicinal. People who have problems sleeping, people who have chronic pain, it would behoove them, it would be very beneficial to them if they pick up some wild lettuce. I've actually picked up some in urban areas when I see it like in the yard or in the neighbor's yard. I will actually go and grab that wild lettuce because it is edible from the roots to the leaf tips at the top. Like every part of it, you can eat it. And if you are having issues with migraines, it's very, very beneficial to make a cup of tea. Another favorite of mine that seems to be growing everywhere is Artemisia vulgaris or mugwort. And with mugwort, you want to be careful if you're pregnant or nursing. A lot of wild medicinal, unless you cook them, if you're pregnant or nursing, you should avoid them. But mugwort is also something that's great for female issues, migraines, insomnia, if you have issues sleeping. Another thing about wild edibles and things that you can find just in your yard, a lot of them are just great for even wound care and antibacterial, antibiotic, antivirus, a lot of things that are just under your feet as you're walking by, like say the plantain or what people call the white man's footprint, plantago major. This is a striped or striated leaf plant that I'm sure you've seen peeking out of parking lots, and you not only can eat this plant, but you can also crush it up and put it on a wound, like a deep cut or a snake bite. And what it will do is it will stop the bleeding for a deep wound or draw out the poison of a snake bite. And these are all things that are free and readily available. Just people don't realize that they're walking on God's bounty.
Yeah, I don't know this a lot either. You know, you always tell me something, even something that we're growing here or something that's growing. Very used to, you know, you think about gardens, many people have a manicure, they cut this, they cut that, but I actually like going out and seeing, oh, okay, yeah, this is growing, and we could actually just, you know, pick it up, grab it. My son is in a great position. He's, our son is in a great, I'm used to doing this with somebody else. Our son is in a great position where you've been teaching him to, you know, to make sure that he can grab this, grab that, which is something that I never experienced. And a lot of children even that have homes don't really experience. So I love that you talk about that. Also, too, one thing that I like to talk about, which is a physiologist, is dandelion. Because dandelion is one of the most common things out there. Even though it's cut down all the time, you will still find it, just like you were talking about with the, not the wild lettuce, the one that you were saying
plantain.
Peaks up. You were just talking about the peaks
plantain.
Up the plantain,
mm-hmm.
The peak up from the parking lot. You know, I always find it interesting. Well, I do find it interesting. You just said it in a great way, how you were saying that it's still, that God's bounty is still there, and when you talked about it coming up from the parking lot, I was thinking even when they try to cover it or get rid of it, it's always bountiful. That was a great way of thinking about it. But dandelion is another way, one too, that no matter how much people try to get rid of it, you will always find it in some way, shape, or form. You know, I'm actually looking forward. I think we have, you know, we have different ones where we have some roots and stuff like that as well. And I know you were talking about doing some things in the future. What is it about? You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, what is it for you as far as about aficionados for those that might not know, or dandelion in general? What are some things that you could teach us and talk to us about that?
So dandelion is an all-around mild tonic for the body. And tonic just means it will give you energy, it will tonify and make your cells just be able to respond better to the environment. And dandelion is what is also called an alterative or an all-around healing plant. So an alterative basically heals your body slowly over time. And so it's very gentle and it's very accessible. What I love about dandelion is that pretty much everyone knows what a dandelion looks like. And everything that looks like a dandelion and subspecies of dandelion, anything that you see that looks like a dandelion is edible. So it's very safe to start on your foraging or wild medicinal journey by using dandelion. You can eat it. You can eat it raw. You can cook it. You can eat it raw, like, say, in a salad. You don't want to eat too much because it is diuretic. And actually, in French, the name of dandelion is pissenlit, which means pee in the bed. So you don't want to eat too much because it is a diuretic and it will make you start go peeing a lot. But it's such a gentle diuretic that it's actually very beneficial to you either way. So you're good. You don't have to worry about it doing anything negative to your body. In fact, dandelion is the only diuretic that maintains that sodium-potassium balance in the body. Many diuretics will drain your body of potassium, which is very dangerous. And that's why people caution against using diuretics or using them on a long-term basis. But dandelion is extremely safe. You know, your body, your cells work on, with the sodium-potassium pump, especially your heart, which is controlled by the sodium-potassium and chloride balance within the body. And so diuretics have been known to cause heart attacks and things like that. And that's why it's very important to stay hydrated. But dandelion is not only a diuretic, it also keeps your body balanced. So it's very, very safe to take, to eat, to drink as a tea. You can pick it and dry it and save it for later and drink it. The leaves and the flower stems can be drank as kind of a soothing tea, and the roots are actually roasted, and they people drink them just like they would coffee, and they're a stimulant, so they give you energy. So the roots of dandelions are prepared just like coffee, and they taste very similar to coffee, but they offer that extra nutrients that may not be present in your coffee. Speaking of coffee is actually another medicinal plant, but it's been vilified because people kind of overuse it, the caffeine content in coffee. But caffeine is a very great carrier of medicine and helps speed up processes. So it's very potent medicine that should be respected. And that's another thing about medicinal, they should be respected. But many medicinal plants, especially something like dandelion, so mild, can pretty much be eaten every day and you'd be good to go. What I like to do with dandelion is actually when my son asked me for pizza, we just grab one of those like freezer pizzas. And what I do is I unwrap the pizza. I grab some dandelion, maybe a couple other wild herbs like lamb's quarter, which is another mild tasting green leafy plant. And I love to mix some basil and some parsley, all of which we have growing just on our front porch. So I don't have to go far. And basically I just take the frozen pizza and I chop up the herbs with some scissors and I spread them around the pizza and pop it in the toaster oven or even the microwave for a few minutes. And, you know, I feel a little bit better about feeding him pizza when I put the wild herbs on there because I know he's getting a lot of nutrients with every bite.
Yeah, and that's something that's important. That's something that's even a little small, little, what do you call it, life hacks that we can go ahead and use as well if you've got a child that likes certain things. You know, you can at least make sure that you have those things be better, and you can, you know, naturally put things on your pizza. You know, you can grow your basils, if I'm not mistaken, your pesto, right? You know, easily. You can grow your we put dandelion leaf, things like that on it. But while we have this opportunity, real quick, before we get into the second, well, we're already into the second half of the show. And thank you guys. Once again, you're listening to Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. We're thankful to have you guys with us and on tonight. Once again, our guest is Bloom and Flourish. Before we get back to it, we're having some issues. I'm trying to, I know that we just changed up the, we had a change in some of our background issue stuff, or, you know, long story short, we're having some issues trying to see you guys. So please keep trying to get in. I'm trying to find a way to get you guys on, whether you're on the chat or whether you're calling in. If you would like to call in, if you're listening in, you like what you hear, you'd like to be able to make sure that you ask them some questions before we get out of here. Phone number to be able to dial is 516-418-5805. Once again, that is 516-418-5805. Or leave something in the chat. As I was saying, we're having issues pulling up the chat now, but we will try to get that chat up and running as soon as possible. Been having issues with the password stuff all evening, and haven't been able to get the people who normally take care of these issues for us on the phone. But hopefully we'll be able to have you on shortly. But thank you for joining us. Also, too, we want to remind you that there are other shows that come on here. One of the shows that we want to make sure that you're aware of is, in fact, a show called The Midnight Oil. And we'll go ahead and let the host talk to you real quick about it.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Awesome. So that's King Cam. King Cam was actually the guest on last Saturday, or last show, which was a couple Saturdays ago, actually. So if you enjoyed what he was talking about with us, feel free to join him. He's on every Monday and Wednesday at 10 o'clock p.m. New York time. So now you've got all of these shows going in line. You've got Monday, 10 o'clock p.m., King Cam. You've got Kofi Speaks now, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock p.m. You've got King Cam, Wednesdays, 10 o'clock p.m. And then myself, Brother Alfred, we get in on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. So feel free to join us. And also, too, we have a new show that comes on Fridays. That's a comedy show, and I believe it comes on at around 10 o'clock p.m., if I'm not mistaken. I could be a little off on that, but if you were to show up at 10 o'clock p.m., it would definitely be on around that time. Make sure you come out, listen. It's recordings of great comedy. We're trying to get we're working on new hosts and some other things going on. So we're thankful to have you guys listen and support. Also, make sure that if you get a chance, to go to nsfatherhood.org. That's N as in national, S as in saving, fatherhood.org. An organization that's out there trying to make sure that things are better for fathers around the nation. And not only do we help fathers, we help everybody, but our focus is to make sure that the father is better, especially the black father. So many things are happening to fathers in general, but especially with black men, we want to make sure that they're armed. We want to make sure that they are able to do better. There's even a class that's given every 25th of the month each month, and that would only leave this month and December. I'm not sure if the 25th is going to be still done as far as the class or if it'll be on another date in December. But either way, this is going all the way to the end of the year, so please make sure that you get your spot. And so many different things going on. We're thankful to have you guys listening. Once again, you are listening to Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio, and we have our guest here, Bloom and Flourish from TikTok, at Bloom and Flourish. It's B-L-O-O-M, the letter N, F-L-O-U-R-I-S-H, Bloom, the letter N, Flourish, Bloom and Flourish, with us today. Also my wife, which is more important to me, but to you guys, you know her from TikTok. And so we're continuing this discussion. We just have a couple more questions. Hopefully we'll be able to get this thing going in the chat. But until that happens, just a couple more questions. So we were talking about dandelion. You were talking about how you can use it even as a coffee. It gives energy. You're talking about the different parts. One thing that I find interesting is, and I know I'm not alone in this, but a lot of us, when we grew up, all I knew was you had meat and you had vegetables. But then even to come to find out with things that we eat, they're not all vegetables, right? And I was blown away by that, and maybe a lot of people don't know, and maybe you can even tell us why it's important to know the difference, you know, because there's, and I might be off, but I think it's what, there's roots, there's roots, there's the vegetable, or put it like this, I think of it as the root, then there's the shoots or something, then there's the flower, there's the seed, but then there's something else that I'm missing. Okay, and fruit. And even a lot of things we think are fruit, our vegetables are fruit, because fruit is anything that has seed. So maybe you can talk to us about that and tell us why it would even be important that, you know, why would we even need to know something like that? If I'm going to the store and I'm going shopping, why is it important that I know to get a root instead of this? Or why is it important to know that I need to get a shoot instead of this, et cetera?
Well, if you're speaking in terms of herbalism and herbal medicine, is extremely important to know which part of the plant to use for the different constituents or parts or medicinal benefits or values. For instance, sometimes people will eat burdock leaves, but burdock root is the most medicinal part, and the part that is the root and used for, say, heavy metal detoxification, used for just overall body cleansing, quite a few different kidney, liver disorders. But if you're getting, if you're eating, say, the seeds or the leaves, you may not get the full benefit. Just like if you're using, say, a dandelion root versus a dandelion leaf. All parts of dandelion are edible and good for you, but if you're using a leaf, then you're not going to get that energy boost that you would get from eating the roots or using the roots. And also, it's important to know the time of year to eat or harvest which part of the plant. Most of the time, the leaves of the plant are used in the spring because that's when they're getting the most nutrients and energy from the energy that's being given to the plant is going into the leaves during the spring. To boost the growth of a new plant or boost the growth of the plant, whereas in the fall, it's the best time to harvest the roots of the plant because the leaves are dying down and many of the nutrients are being transferred into the roots to prepare for the fall and winter. So you'd want to harvest the roots just as the plant is transferring those nutrients to the roots and preparing to go dormant and kind of sort of hibernate for the winter. So that would be the best time to pick those type of things. another concern about knowing whether to pick the roots or the shoots or the leaves or the seeds is that certain parts of plants, like say elderberry, all parts are mildly toxic unless cooked. But the berries and the flowers are what people usually consume after they cook them, made like say elderberry syrup or elderberry flower syrup or an elderberry tea or something like that. If you were to accidentally get the stems of an elderberry, it can make you extremely sick, cooked or raw, because the stems are very toxic to the body. Most plants have some sort of toxicity, and it's best to err on the side of caution to leave it alone if you don't know what it is. Or if you do know what it is, go ahead and cook it to avoid any extra toxicity or to denature those constituents or parts of the plant that may be toxic. But for elderberries, you'd want to know that, hey, you can eat the flowers and the berries once cooked, but you want to avoid those stems at all costs. So it's very important from an herbalist point of view, or even just a novice forager, somebody who's going to pick wild plants, to know which part to eat and which part to leave. Even when you go to the grocery store, people kind of forsake or kind of forgo eating some of the best parts of plants, like say a beet. People focus on the beet root, but the beet also has very nutritious greens, which could be used instead of that romaine or iceberg lettuce that people seem to go towards. And we need to vary our diets when we're eating. And a lot of times we're eating the same things over and over again. Restaurants serve always the same type of house salad with the iceberg or the romaine lettuce and the cucumber and the tomato. But there are so many wonderful vegetables out there that we're just not getting, or just not even using the parts that we could use. A lot of stuff we throw away. Like, say, for instance, a lot of people don't eat the broccoli stems. They just eat the crowns. But both parts are good for you. Both parts taste good. And we're just not getting all the full nutritional benefit. So it's very important to know what to eat and to take into consideration parts of a plant that people might just throw away because they don't see the value. Even using the skin of onions, most of the time that gets thrown out. But things that you throw out, like your vegetable cuttings, like the skin of the garlic or the skin of the onions, you could actually boil that down and make your own vegetable broth, and you'd be getting a lot of the nutrients that we actually throw away all the time. So in that way, it's very important to take into consideration the different plants and different parts of plants, and also knowing what part of the plant to eat for what, or what part of the plant to avoid. Most things that we have in our grocery stores are fairly benign, and you don't have to worry about which part to eat, but we could improve our diets if we did eat more of the plants.
No, that is true. There's so much more. Real quick question, because I want to make sure that we get all this stuff in on time. We don't cut off on you. But real quick question: you had talked about broccoli. I've heard different things. Maybe in a minute and a half or so. As far as broccoli, when people talk about broccoli, I've heard people say that you should eat, you know, your vegetables or your fruit raw if you can. And then with broccoli, though, they say that even if you cook it some, or if you don't completely smush it, or if you try to eat it raw, then you can't digest it. What do you have to say about that real quick?
Well, plants like broccoli are known as cruciferous vegetables, and they are very rough on the digestive system. You really don't get a lot of nutritional value from the actual broccoli. It's the fiber, I believe, that people are going for. And we're not really digesting much of the plant. And in terms of cooking it to overcooking it, or cooking it to mush, or I think to a certain extent, it goes to the palate more so than how much nutritional value. I mean, once you cook it, you're killing the enzymes anyways. What you're left with is a lot of fiber, and you're left with maybe the vitamins because those don't get cooked out.
Okay, wow. We're going to definitely have to continue this because I actually have a lot more questions whenever I listen to my wife speak on this stuff, even though I've been with her for years now. I learn a lot. So, and I know you guys are as well. And I apologize. I don't know what's going on. I didn't think we were even going to be able to have a show, honestly, for you guys, because I had a tough time getting in. Now, once I got in, it's saying that I need to have something else going on for the chat. So we apologize if you guys had questions, comments, or concerns. What I'm going to do, I'm not sure what the date is, but I'm going to ask my wife if she doesn't mind maybe coming back again to be able to talk to you guys, and we'll try and make sure that we set it up a little better. Also, too, of course, you know, there are probably a bunch of people that are dealing with trying to get into the debates and different things like that. So we'll make sure that that she comes back with you guys, and we'll work out a date. We'll have all that stuff for you ASAP, especially now that we know for sure what the day is of the show and the time. So we thank you guys for listening. Even if you're streaming this later, we appreciate you guys. And if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, you can actually send them to at nsfatherhood.org. Once again, N is in national, S is in saving fatherhood. So you can actually tune in, send in questions, comments, or concerns to kofispeaks@nsfatherhood.org, and I will make sure the next time we have Bloom on that we go ahead and take your questions. Also, too, take time out to look up things on TikTok when we post things, or Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Halanis, et cetera, and you can go ahead and make sure that you post your questions there if you didn't have a chance to post them live. Real quick, babe, we are coming up at the end. Did you have any stuff that you wanted us to know as far as if people want to look for you on social media, if they want to look for your website, et cetera? What are some things that you want to make sure that people are aware of if they want to go find you?
So we're doing a lot of things. If you want to find me for herbal or nutritional consultation, my website is www.bloominflourish.com. That's Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, the letter N, Flourish, F-L-O-U-R-I-S-H.com. And we're also working on a nonprofit organization called the Changing Lives Initiative. And the website for that is changinglivesinitiative.org, just those words spelled out, .org. And one thing that we're working on with that is a program to identify wild plants and bringing a garden to all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just, and thank you for that. I was just wanted to add real quick, when you go to changinglivesinitiative.org, it's going to be without even though if you put the E on there, I guess it works either way. But just so you know, if you're looking for it, you will find it without the V, and you'll know for certain that you're in the right place. But we thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on, Dave, and thank you for giving your time. I'm appreciative of my wife in so many different ways. She's a great woman. She's a great wife. She's a great daughter. She's a great mother. She's a great teacher. Actually does a heavy majority, heavy lifting as far as homeschooling with our son, doing great things, and, of course, doing things that help you guys in the community. And I'm glad that I can see her helping to change lives one mind at a time, making sure that she's teaching us how to make sure that we eat, which is so vital even in our mindset. So I thank you guys so much. I appreciate the King, Queen, and each and every one of you, even if you're not living inside of it yet. I know that you have the potential to do so because the seed is in you. And as always, this is Pastor Kofi, a.k.a. the Shadow Band One, Pastor Servants of Christ, where we're always changing lives one mind at a time by being a voice to the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. And as always, I want you guys to remember, if you remember nothing else, that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom.
Come along like Eyal to Yahshua, Eyal. Come along like Eyal to Elohim, Eyal. come along like Eeyah to Yeshua, my savior, Elohim like Big Brother.